You're listening to Unceded Airwaves by the Indigenous Collective at CITR 101.9 FM. Unceded Airwaves is broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Unceded Airwaves by the Indigenous Collective at CITR 101.9 FM. And today's intro is kind of a throwback to last season. That intro is by the all Native American rock group Redbone and their 1974 hit single Come and Get Your Love. That was the show intro from last year, so I thought I'd play that one just to get this episode going. Today's episode is going to be all music oriented. And so if you have any Indigenous artists that we should know about, make sure that you send us a tweet on Facebook or on Twitter and message us at Unceded Airwaves, and we'll do our best to get it on the air. And if we play a song that you send us, we'll definitely give you a shout out on the show. And thank you to everyone who has already contributed to our Unceded Music social media campaign that we've started. That's given us a lot to work with today. And so thank you for that. My name is Lisa Gerbov. I am Simshan, and I am related to the Sampson family from Lough Gwilams, or some people call it Port Simpson. But to me, that sounds kind of funny to say Port Simpson. I'm just so used to saying Lough Gwilams. But some people know it as that. I am an uninvited guest on the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh territories while I study here at UBC. And this is something that we try to be mindful of as we conduct our work here on the Coast Salish People's Territories. And so I want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in to Season 2, Episode 4 of Unceded Airwaves. And I am joined now by a couple of Indigenous Collective members. First off, I'd like to introduce Nikita. How are you, Nikita?
I'm good, thank you. My name is Nikita. I am a member of the Tahltan Nation and a third-year student here at UBC. And I'm here to tell you that later in the show, we will be talking about a few upcoming events this weekend. And we've started a new hashtag called #UnseatedEvents, where you can search the hashtag to find all the upcoming events we talk about here on the show.
Perfect. And Mario?
Hey, Mario Schwa. My name is Mario. I am Niska from my mother, and I'm currently taking the First Nations and Indigenous Studies program here at UBC. This show is put together every week by UBC's Indigenous Radio Collective. We are currently a collective of First Nations, Indigenous, and non-Indigenous students who are using this weekly space to discuss things that are important to us, whether these are issues, events, or entertainment. We are using this opportunity to access and for our own self-representation, which is something that Indigenous people do not often have access to in mainstream media. This gave us the opportunity to define who we are as a people instead of having inaccurate representations of our cultures, lived experiences, and identities broadcast through media. It's often difficult to find relatable Indigenous role models and people in the media more generally. So we hope to highlight some awesome Indigenous people doing cool stuff out there in the world. Our goal is to center the voices of Indigenous people in this show to create narratives that empower our stories. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Unceded Airwaves, and if you'd like to get involved, you can send us a message on social media. We have an Indigenous Collective meeting tomorrow from 4 to 5 p.m. at CITR in The Nest, and there will be snacks. Very important. If this show is something you identify with, then we'd encourage you to come on out. Everyone is welcome, and there's no experience necessary. If you want to get involved, but you're hesitant about being on air, there are plenty of other ways you can participate in this collective. Lisa?
Yes, thank you, Mario. As always, we will post a link to the podcast of this episode after the show on social media. And of course, as Nikita had mentioned, we also started the hashtag for unceded music and unceded events. And we'd love to hear from you, our listeners, what Indigenous artists you're listening to right now and what events you are attending or what you're promoting, because we have this airtime and we would love to support everything that you are doing as well. So make sure that you connect with us on Twitter and on Facebook, and we'll be sure to promote it here on the show. First off, I'm going to start off with a tune by David Morin, who is a local Vancouver artist. Cool. And yeah, this song is one of my favorites. I've played it before on the show. It's just one of my favorites, and so I thought I'd start off with a good local tune. This is Come Home by David Morin on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam people. Was David Morin with Come Home on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Unceded Airwaves with the Indigenous Collective on CITR. And we started a hashtag called Unceded Music. And through that hashtag, we had quite a few people giving us suggestions for songs to play on the show. And so we thought this episode we were just going to highlight those songs that people brought forward that they wanted to hear. So Mark McLean, who connected with us on Twitter, recommended Tanya Tagak's new album, Retribution. The first single from the album is Center, featuring Shad, and it's a hip-hop song that was recorded in Nunavut, which is pretty cool. Tanya Tagak is an Inuit throat singer from Cambridge Bay, Nunavut, and this recommendation is from Mark, who quote-unquote loves the album, so we thought we'd start off this show with Tanya. And Mario, you were saying that Tanya was here recently.
Yeah, I found out just after the fact that Tanya was playing a small venue at the Grunt Gallery on Friday.
This past Friday. Oh, man.
I know. I thought it was an art show, and I just was going to go, but I ended up going out for dinner instead, which was really great. Simon and Bannock, shout out. But for those that made it, I'm sure it was an amazing event.
Yeah, for sure. And that art show at the Grunt Gallery, we actually posted that on our Facebook page, and that was kind of a cool event. It was the exhibition Call Response, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. So that is on at the Grunt Gallery, and I think that's a really cool art show. I haven't been myself, but I've heard really good reviews about it.
I'm dying inside because I missed it. It was just another missed opportunity, you know, among many. Like, I had a chance to go see a Tribe Called Red like at least 3 times now, and every time has fallen through. So,
well, maybe they're coming again this month.
Yeah.
So maybe.
True.
Maybe I will bring you along with me. I will take you to the show, and we will have so much fun.
I've literally gone to the show, but then had to like go back home for various reasons. But yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's not without my own due diligence. It hasn't come to fruition yet.
Okay, so when we see them, we will definitely talk about it on the show. But we first want to play some Tanya Tagak. This is Center featuring Shad. Unfortunately, we couldn't see her on Friday, but now we're playing her on the air.
Center of the center of the earth, enter in the entrance of rebirth. Remember to remember is to enter in reverse to the center of the center of the center of the dot and disperse. Rubber like circles that abound from a dot, from a drop to the circles that surround it. In the water make waves and we drown it. Waves of sound that we bathe in and wash up on this ground and round it. We all stand on, but we all stand for the process that we hang on. Hang on, hang on, hang on like dot, dot, dot. Like a rock dropped in the water, submerged, but first reverberates like words that make circle shapes. Circles like records that revolve with grooves that rest and unrest and then resolve when they drop. Little dots like drops of sand from a clock spanning across the canyon, across plots of land like clocks. All we got's is hands to bang together these plots and plans and pots and pans and drop some slang from the dot, 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 back to the top. The center of the center of the earth, enter in the entrance of rebirth. Remember to remember is to enter in reverse to the center of the center of the center of the dot and disperse. With dust in the wind to with dust in the earth, the universe is the dot at the center of the person. The circle never stops from the first rock drop to forever like dot, 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 dot. The center of the earth, enter in the entrance of a birth. Remember to remember is to enter in reverse to the center of the center of the center of the dot and disperse. The dust in the wind to a dust in the earth, the universe is the dot at the center of the person. The circle never stops from the first rock drop to forever like dot, 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 dot.
Yeah.
mirror the earth. Enter in the essence of a birth. Remember to remember as to enter in reverse. To the center of the center of the center of the dot and disperse. The dust in the wind till we're dust in the earth. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, 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 dot.
That was our first time playing vinyl on the show.
Not bad.
Not bad. Mario, did you want to tell us a bit about the song that we just heard? That was from a record that you brought in from your own collection.
Yeah, that was off of the Native North America, volume number one. And just as we heard, that was a song called Fall Away by the band Sugluk. A little bit of a relation, I guess, calling back to Taniatagic from the Great North there. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I like that song. I mean, that song, actually that album, that band rather, we posted a photo on our Twitter and our Facebook pages, doing a call out for Indigenous artists. And one of the images that I used for that was actually Sugluk, and their album cover. So, it's kind of awesome that you brought in this album and that was the song that you had chosen to play for us. So yeah, I'm thrilled that we actually got to hear that song and it fit as well with having Taniatagic play right before that, also being from up north. So.
For sure. Yeah, that's a banger from way back. You can't, yeah.
I know, and I'm really liking the music selections that we have today. We started off with kind of an old rock tune, and then we brought it back to something more current and contemporary, and then we brought it back to the 70s, and now we're actually going to segue back into a more contemporary song. We have Inez Jasper, who we're going to play next. And Inez is actually a local artist, which is pretty phenomenal. Susan Gare gave us a bunch of great recommendations on the Unseated Music hashtag. And I really like the music video for the song by Inez Jasper for the song Dancin' on the Run, which is from 2013. It touches on themes of assimilation through the anti-potlatch law, which you will see in the video. It's posted through text. There's also a lot of great dancing and beautiful Indigenous people who are featured in the video. And Inez is actually also, aside from being a local artist, she also is a registered nurse and a motivational speaker. So we'll have to have her in on the show. She's from the Stolo Nation. She's also a mix of Métis and Ojibwe as well. So yeah, we have a song to play here. And if you want to check out the music video, we'll post it on our social media for you afterwards. Check it out. right. That was Inez Jasper with Dancing on the Run. And that song is a phenomenal song, and the music video is really fun as well. So I will post that on our social media for you to check out after the show. And now we just wanted to highlight some of the unseated events that are going on coming up in the next week. And to help me, Nikita, you have some events listings that are coming up?
Yes, I do. So the Indigenous Collective is meeting tomorrow, Thursday, November 3rd at 4 p.m. at the CITR radio station in the Nest. Anyone's welcome. There's no experience necessary. Let's make some Indigenous radio together. As well, tonight from 6 to 6:30 p.m., there will be a rebroadcasting of Mario Parent's segment on food sovereignty. This is airing during the RIP radio time slot, so tune into CITR 101.9 FM to catch the segment.
And that's happening tonight, so make sure you tune back in because that's a great segment to check out. And we also have Josh in on the show today. Thanks for coming on.
Hey there.
Yeah, and you have an event that you wanted to talk about as well?
Yeah, it's the Stop Kinder Morgan to Stop Dapple intersection happening at City Hall on November 19th. That's at noon. An intersection is an action that takes place at an intersection facing all directions outwards. So that's going to be along with drumming and songs, speeches from the megaphone, and leaflets talking about Kinder Morgan pipeline and the Standing Rock protests.
Perfect. And I think that event is meant to really build off of what's happening with the No Dakota Access Pipeline. So that is just kind of focusing our local energy here to be in solidarity with No Dapple, but also address some of the issues with pipelines we're having locally. So it's a great way to get involved. Maybe go out there and meet people who are like-minded as well. So yeah, thank you both for coming on and helping with the events listing today. And coming up, we have another tune that I wanted to play for you. We have a lot of great Indigenous artists to mention on the show today. This one is from Dean Hunt. This is River Tech from the album Sea Monsters, if I can get this on the air. Here we go.
Write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, track it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, call it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it.
We'll be right back. Three.
That was Morning Coop with Baby Blue on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Unceded Airwaves, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. And Josh, that was actually a suggestion that you suggested just now.
Yeah, that's Morning Coop is the project of Chandra Melting Tallow. She's from the Six Sika Nation. That's from her latest album, Baby Blue, which just came out in August. She also played CITR's Victory Square Block Party. That album is playing with a lot of issues related to intergenerational trauma and the world of fantasy and ethereality. She pulls a lot from Roy Orbison and from the Eurythmics. And yeah, it's really, really good stuff.
And you were saying that she's a bit of CITR sweetheart here.
Yeah. She
gets a lot of airtime.
I think she gets a lot of airtime here, yeah.
And it's funny enough that Christine, who is the student executive co-president of CITR, also recommended this song on Twitter. So I'm glad that we got the chance to play Morning Coup on the air. So we have a couple more events to talk about. There's a lot going on in Vancouver this weekend. Well, first of all, today, before the weekend, we have the Nishka elections that are coming up.
Yeah, Niskanisim elections are going on. Voting polls are open until 8 p.m. tonight. Niskadzamix members who are 18 years or older can stop by and vote from now until 8 p.m. this evening. There's a link to the location on the Niskadzamix website, 3983 Dumfries. I went in this morning around 9 o'clock early and got all my voting done. Really
you rushed the polls.
Oh, yeah, totally. So happy to participate. Although I didn't do the early bird. There was that option. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And so what are the positions that people are able to vote for, like Nishka citizens are able to vote for?
Yeah, president, as well as the local Niskadzamix representatives, yeah.
There's an urban representative as well, right?
Yeah, that would be here in Vancouver. So
nice. And can you vote for the representatives who are back in the Nishka territory as well?
Yeah, exactly. That's as well. It's included.
Nice. And so today is the day of the election. So if you are Nishka, get out there and vote, because you definitely want to be represented by the people who are going to be representing you for the next few years here.
Yes. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity just to really put that out there.
Yeah, for sure. And I hope a lot of people get out there and vote today. It's very important. Coming up this weekend, here's something that I wanted to talk about. November 5th is the Survivors Totem Pole Raising, which is taking place on the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And that is going to be at Pigeon Park. And so that is going to be happening this Saturday. Everyone's invited to the Totem Pole Raising. It's a historic event. And if you're coming, please bring yourself. And if you have with you as well, bring your drums, your regalia, and your banners as well. So everyone is gathering at 401 Main Street at the Carnegie Community Center at 11:30 a.m. And then there's going to be the procession to Pigeon Park. And then from 3 until 5 o'clock, there's going to be the potlatch witnessing ceremony, inter-community storytelling, refreshments, and entertainment as well. For more info, that is going to be on our Facebook page at Unceded Airwaves. It's already up on our Twitter page, so you can find it there under the hashtag Unceded Music. And my dance group, the Lachain Traditional Dancers, are going to be leading the drumming, so I will definitely be there. So I would encourage everyone to come down and check out this event. And Josh, you have an event that is coming up this weekend as well. November 5th is a busy day.
Yeah, it is a busy day. This one's happening at Crab Park. It's the No Sight See Solidarity Gathering. It's happening at the same time as a coinciding gathering in Fort St. John. This is for in solidarity with the water protectors of Treaty 8 and Peace River. Drummers are asked to bring their drums. It's going to be going on at 3:30 Crab Park on Saturday.
Perfect. And so those are a couple events that people can check out and be involved in, whether you're coming as an Indigenous person or if you're coming as an ally. These are just great events that you can learn about Indigenous culture and participate, be an active participant in it as well, and stand up for things that you may believe in. If you are identifying with the water protector movement, then I would encourage you to get out to some of these events. I feel like we should maybe play another song here since we are doing a music show. I have JB, the first lady, lined up, and this song is Dangerous.
Yeah. We haven't even been dangerous. Are we on the rise? You haven't even seen nothing yet. Turn it up. Where you're up. We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous. We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous.
We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous. We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous.
We are so indigenous, us. Fully beat is glorious, us. Grand entry is glorious, us. Drumming is victorious, us. No one can stop us, nah. No one can stop us, nah. No one can stop us, nah. No one can stop us. We make a round. You feel the sound. It's about to go down,
down.
You feel the sound,
sound.
It's about to go down. We make a round,
round.
It's about to go down,
down.
We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous. We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous.
We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous. We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous.
They say we criminal. Voices are so powerful. Is the visual. You can feel my lyrical. Chant leader invisible. It is almost spiritual. Longer invisible. We are the original. No one is identical. Mobilize digital. Reclaim aboriginal. Resilience is on our side. Overcame genocide. Time to be unified. Overcame genocide. Time to be unified. We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous. We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous.
We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous. We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous.
We on the rise. It's perfect time. Tension is high on the front lines. We gotta take a stand. They try to take the land. You feel it in your core. We're the ones we've been waiting for. No one can stop us, nah. No one can stop us, nah. No one can stop us, nah. No one can stop us. We make the round. You feel the sound. It's about to go down. It's about to go down.
Down.
We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous. We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous. We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous. We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous.
We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous. We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous. We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous. We ain't not dangerous, us, but we can be dangerous.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Hey there.
This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
The people. I'm surrounded by animals, beasts without nations. And I'm just at the start of the sentence, and I got no relations.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope, the elephant, the deer, the mineral, the iron, the copper, the coltan, the rubber, the coffee, the cotton, the sugar. The people. The germ traveled faster than the bullet. They harvest the mountainside, protect the crops, herd the cattle. Women and children are separated from the men. They are divided us according to the regional filters of their minds. The violence of arrogance crawls into the air, nestles into the geospatial cortex. We are not a conquered people. Awakened by my elder brother. The compound was on fire. Never hid their perspective. Perspectives of land would rather see us disappear. Recyclable prayers. The people. This is my body, which is given for you. The people. This is my blood. The people. We are not a conquered people.
All right, that was The Virus by A Tribe Called Red on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. And that song actually came on the air because I created a video for a class that I'm in at UBC called... It's the FNIS class 401F, and this is on Indigenous New Media and Digital Storytelling. So I made this as part of one of my blog posts. I can link it on our Facebook page for you to check out. It's a really great song. And in the video, I matched up Gord Hill's comic book, the 500 Years of Resistance comic book, with the song The Virus by A Tribe Called Red. So it's very graphic, just to give you a heads up. But I think... I mean, I thought it was really entertaining. I don't know. I just read the comic book and I heard the album We Are the Hallucination right at the same time. And so for me, I just felt like I really wanted to create a new piece of art with these two art forms. So we'll link that on our Facebook page for you to check out. But right now we have another kind of event that we wanted to talk. Not really an event, but more of an ongoing campaign. Rematriate is actually fundraising for their first event.
That's right. So the Rematriate Collective is a group of young Indigenous women from across Turtle Island who are dedicated to exposing cultural appropriation and reclaiming their visual identities. They've started a visual campaign showcasing the diversity of Indigenous women and their distinct cultural identities. It highlights women through a digital photographic collection, and these photos will depict the multifaceted abilities and roles that the women fulfill in their communities.
And they're fundraising for their first event, and that's going to go towards furthering the collective's objectives, as well as cover their administrative costs, such as trademarking and legal fees and that kind of thing. The photos that are uploaded are actually going to be some of the items that they are fundraising with. So you can go onto their fundraising campaign. We've linked it on our Twitter page, and you'll see that there are multiple items that you can purchase, whether it's earrings, like handmade baby mukluks, lots of different things that you can purchase to support this wonderful initiative. And so, yeah, make sure that you go on there and check out what they have to offer. It's all going towards a fantastic cause. Right now we have a song by Mob Bounce. This is Walk With Our Sisters.
Dressed in her regalia, and this is what she said to young. Dancing for creator, and that's the way I pray for you. She's healing, feeling the drum beat, keeping rhythm with her feet. She's gonna dance for all the women on the streets, for all the missing and murdered. If you listen, you heard her. She's like, I'm strong and I'm proud, and you can never hurt her. She's taking a fall, had her back against the wall, but she joined the circle. Now she's dancing with a shout. She's fighting for her sisters who've been going through abuses. Some of these women have been victims, they never choose this. After so many bruises, you know you don't have to do this. Feel the pain you feel in your heart, that's where the truth sits. You knew this ever since you birthed the kids and grew up, and you slipped through the cracks. Been to hell and back, you've been through some shit, so you moved from it and decided to seek help. It was scary, but you were able to tell your mom how you felt. She put in that word. She made a bang with a bang.
You know we don't work. Lifting a matriarch to uplift them, to give them a railroad so they know their roots, where they found the game, where they picked the fruits. She's found herself and she speaks the truth. Let her story speak to you. It's a time of one, and we're rising up, and we're in the West, and we've livened up. This social justice just is. If you can't see, can't breathe, you can call her auntie. What up? She put in that word.
she made a blanket with a bare head.
Join Broken Pencil Magazine for our annual fair of zine culture and independent arts, Canzine West, happening Saturday, November 5th from 1 to 7 p.m. at SFU Woodwards. The fair features over 200 exhibitors of zines, comics, and other underground print weirdness from Vancouver and beyond. Plus, our panel, How to Use Zines and Self-Publishing to Advance Your Cause, featuring activists and creators from Megaphone Magazine, the Vancouver Public Library, and more. We will also be listening to our radical readers in the chill and cozy confines of a blanket fort, featuring Adele Barclay, Carly Baker, and more. Entry is free all day long. Come discover new underground works and support DIY culture from across the West Coast.
Tune in every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for the Community Living Show. Join hosts Michael, Kelly, and friends every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at CITR.ca. Because you've got a friend in community living and CITR.
All right, you heard Mob Bounce just before the break. That was Walk With Our Sisters that we played, another phenomenal song by an Indigenous artist. And we're just about done here for the show today. I'd like to thank Nikita and Mario for you both coming on the air.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, you guys did most of the work. You guys were choosing songs, you're doing the events listings, sounding phenomenal.
Thank you.
Getting a bit more comfortable on the air?
Yeah, exactly. Scratching up some vinyl.
Scratching up some vinyl. That was a first. That was a little
and
it's
bit. It's my first time talking.
Yeah. As well. It wasn't so hard, though, was it?
No, it was okay. I think it went okay.
Yeah, it's more like we're just having a conversation back and forth. It's just that lots of people can listen to us afterwards.
Yeah.
Exactly. Definitely feel a lot more comfortable coming in now, like, what, three times? This third or fourth show?
This is our fourth show.
Fourth, man. Yeah.
Yeah. So slowly getting a bit more experience. And of course, we have our Indigenous Collective meeting happening tomorrow. And that is open to anyone who is interested in getting involved with the show. So we want to encourage anyone who's interested in maybe becoming an Indigenous Collective member and helping out with Unceded Airwaves to come out tomorrow. That's at CITR in the Nest in the lower level. You can find that info on our social media pages. And you wanted to mention why it's important for us to play Indigenous music on this show, Mario?
That's right. Oftentimes, Indigenous content doesn't have the space or the venue to get played as often as maybe it could. One of the great things about CITR and the Indigenous Collective here is that we have the opportunity to really showcase Indigenous talent. And that's something I always appreciate and value. As well, you know, these are friends, family, and connections that we have throughout our communities. So it's great just to be able to, like, hear those familiar voices. Lisa?
Absolutely. And like as Indigenous Collective members, we don't always have to play Indigenous music, but it's just that we had so many artists that were suggested to us through our hashtag campaign. So we thought we'd throw out some shout outs and play some Indigenous artists for you to check out as well. And you can find the playlist of all the songs that we've played on our podcast after the show. And then you can find the playlist there as well. So just before we go, we wanted to play a song by Derek Miller. And this artist has actually played quite a few times up north. Actually, all three of us are from up north. I'm Simshan, Mario.
Nishka.
Taltan.
Taltan. We're almost like territorial neighbors. But Derek Miller has played up north quite a few times. I know he's pretty popular up there. He's kind of like a rock, bluesy guy. So we're going to play a song. This is Devil Come Down on Sunday on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Unceded Airwaves.
Devil came down Sunday.